Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have the Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This is where I still say that Kevin Warren's going to have to do something, and I guess they're going to wait until the new teams join the conference, but you're probably going to either have to come up with a pod system, realign the divisions, or just no division at all. Because no matter who Iowa plays, whether it's Michigan, whether it's Ohio State, they're probably going to be at least a 20-point underdog. Really no shot. You could take an all-star team of Iowa, of Wisconsin, of Illinois, and of Minnesota, and you still won't be able to compete with whoever wins that Michigan-Ohio State game. That's how big the difference is. I mean, when you look at Illinois was leading the Big Ten West for the longest, and let's just say, you know, Illinois may lose all three of their East crossover games. Michigan, no big deal. Michigan State, well, they probably should have beat Michigan State. And Indiana, who's only won one game so far in the Big Ten. So I'm really hoping that they address this problem that is the Big Ten West, because it's going to hurt the Big Ten when it comes to the conference football, college football playoff, because it's the reason why you're not going to get two teams. It's the reason why the SEC is on the verge of getting multiple teams in there, because you have a solid conference. There's a lot of good games in there, a lot of good victories, whereas now it's Ohio State, it's Michigan, and it's Penn State as far as ranked teams go. And that's about it. Illinois popped their head up for a minute, but then they went away. The Big Ten has to get more competitive, and I think a lot of that does come down to recruiting. We'll get into that a little bit later as the first signing day pops up in next month in December. But the Big Ten West really needs to hold up their end of the bargain and come with some better teams and better players, because they're kind of in that – they're stuck in that purgatory where – They haven't moved. They're that old Big Ten way of thinking, and it's almost like the game has not evolved to that next level. I thought maybe Nebraska would do that with Scott Frost. He has not. Thought maybe Minnesota would do that under P.J. Fleck. Haven't seen that as of yet. Bielema, you know, he's going to that whole bully ball thing. It worked for him at Wisconsin, but if you really think about it, Wisconsin's always had a level. They've had a cap. They could be very competitive for the Big Ten, but Wisconsin was never a national team. Wisconsin was never that team that you would even remotely think about winning a national title. So I do think that the mindset has to change when it comes to the Big Ten, especially over in the Big Ten West. But let's face it, guys, I'm not telling you anything that you don't know about.